You know, I, along with everybody else, was so glad that the boy who was allegedly kidnapped, you know, he was safe and sound, didn't get hurt. And the other boy that had been there 4 years, and none of them got hurt. And I was so glad that nobody got hurt, nobody got killed, and whatnot. But please, television stations, I'm tired of hearing about it now. Boy, they running it in the ground, in the ground. I remember about 20 years ago when a Marine called Rocky Sickman, he was held prisoner for over a year over in Iran or somewhere. And he finally got free and he came back. I mean, Iran freed the prisoners and they came back. The poor man couldn't brush his teeth. Oh, look, there he goes. He's eating ice cream cone. Oh, my. There he goes. He's turning the water faucet on. The news media make you sick to your stomach. They will wring something out like a washing machine extracting water on the spin cycle. Let it drop, will you? For crying out loud. We're all so glad that the boy got home. I'm so glad to hear that he didn't get hurt. But I don't want to hear about it 25 days later. But you ain't heard the last of it yet, friends. They go. It's like when the Challenger blew up. That was a terrible thing. They run that 24 hours, that Challenger blowing up. When the plane hit those towers in New York, 3 or 4 days, the plane's still hitting the towers. Is news that hard to come by? They got to rehash the same old thing over and over and over and over again. When I buy Channel 1, the first thing I'm going to do is drop the news department. Hey, wait a minute. Don't blame the newscasters. They just working trying to get their pay to feed their family and pay their car note and their house note and whatnot and pay their credit cards off. Blame your station manager and your news director and the people on the station for that junk. Hashing the same thing over and over again. Wonder why they don't tell us World War II is over. Sheesh. Sometime you wonder who's running the store. Country, Charlie Pride, The Last Thing on My Mind. Sure hope that you enjoyed country classics. I always did because I do love good country music. I don't care about country disco. I don't want to hear that stuff they call in country today. But good old country music's my favorite.